something that we wouldn't have to fill with arts and letters commission events, but we could tie ourselves in with all those other things and be a good resource that people look forward to getting to to keep up on what's going on in the arts.
It's really better to not do like an email serve anything anymore. It's better to move on to like a social media platform. So that's why
I know there's
feelings about Facebook, but like, if that's the only thing we can do today that we feel comfortable with is like an email listing, then we should do that. But long term, we should move away
I said, it was a few years ago when I was using the Facebook page
forward.
For events from non arts and letters. We've been using the library and other things.
Yeah. I'm just talking about like sign up. Mm-hmm. You know, when people come and sign up, like it's really good. But at the same time, it's hard. You know,
they're going to want to know what we do with their addresses, though. Like, what are we going
to
use them for?
I'm curious. To move away from the pencil, paper, email, so what would they do?
Yeah, so all they have to do, again, it's like, you just go, if you like our page, if they don't want to share anything, if they just go like the arts and commissions page.
Everybody doesn't have a technology. You have parents that do not have cell phones, and a lot of times, you know, we're trying to get the kids away from using these phones because they're glued to them too much. So we're not trying to really promote them on these phones because it's taken away from so much educational time. I mean, our school at Brittany Woods, no phones.
I think we've got different audiences that are, we can't approach every audience in the same way. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you do this is really good, but have it as an option. So if you have your cell phone, that's great, but then you can have a sign-up sheet as well. I'm just saying that if to the extent we can't have...
But it wouldn't be the only way, so we would
that's
have...
That's right. As time goes on, are moving away from like a traditional, you know, moving away from like an email listing into this, but having both is a good option.
Oh, yeah.
My only question about that, if we're gathering people's email addresses, though, is what do we do with them? Because what are they? They're going to want to know, what do I get out of giving you my email address? Because people are...
You could use the email address to send them.
Well, right, but I mean, that's the thing. If we're not going to, if we don't do an email list, then what do we do?
Probably not.
Is for them to get our, for them to give up their email address, we've got to tell them what are they going to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you tell them that they're going to learn about upcoming events, you know, about volunteer opportunities, if they're interested in getting involved in the community and helping out with different opportunities. I have a lot of this stuff in this here when we get to do business, so we can talk about that.
Okay.
Really, this like friends group idea to help build bench strength for the commission, because, you know, right now I think there's a lot of really great people doing a lot of really great work, but they're doing all, like, we're doing all of it ourselves. You guys have been doing it. I'm brand new to the table here, but you guys have been doing it all yourselves, but there's probably people in the community who would love to help with some of that work. So,
Is this a short-term thing or a long-term thing? Because if it's long-term, this could be discussed in committee as opposed with the group as a whole. And certainly the marketing committee would be willing to discuss this and include Lauren in her ideas.
I think it may be better to bring, I think, maybe a bare bones outline and then meet with marketing, and marketing can hash all out for a regular presentation from marketing about what they would like to do.
Who's on marketing?
Well,
Myra.
I am, Myra, Fred. And you could be on it too, because
here we go.
But I think because some of the stuff is more. Let's move on so we can get to the other business, because this is. This was about photo show and it ended up in other things.
Yeah.
If I may, so it sounds like we have a plan for the advertising the photo show. We've got people who are going to be at the August 1st thing with stuff to give out, including the flyers, and Fred's going to make sure everybody has a digital copy of the current flyer so we can use our other means of getting it out to the publics. We have
Fred actually sent me an email. You got all the information. It was just done to
cable.
No, yeah.
You sent it to.
I sent it to Caroline, and she's going to send you a thank you letter, whatever.
Okay,
but I don't need to do anything.
No, it's done.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go to the public art committee report. The only thing new, we're trying to get a hold of Noah Kirby and people at Sandbox so we can talk about next year. Lauren has said she would be interested in learning about the public art committee to assist in putting that on next year, but right now we don't know anything more at this point until we talk to Noah about the what the class is going to look like next year to put it together. So we will hopefully, I think we should know by September. We will have some information in September.
Aren't they going to be a new
department? What?
New department head?
Architecture is a new director.
Never mind.
Okay.
Maybe I spoke out when you should.
Architecture is a new director. Heather went through to Bruce Lindsay's. Bruce Lindsay stepped down. You can't tell me anything. I know about your I promise you, if anybody has their it would be me. What have you heard?
I've heard they're getting a new head of Sandbox.
That Dean Colangelo is leaving?
I don't know who it is.
No, Dean Colangelo is not leaving. I assure you.
Okay.
All right. Anyhow, so in September, we should have met with Noah by then, and hopefully Liz. They had us fill out a survey about our experiences this last year. Did you get one of those? Survey about the...
Oh, from Liz?
Yeah. I told you that you had to get one or two. Anyhow, returning artists, I think
okay,
you have...
Well, I have a question about public art.
Okay.
Concerning the installation at Olive in Midland with the things and the
mounds.
That laser thing. Are we involved in that?
No.
There's been some discussion about that and how long it will last.
I can say that I was on the committee that helped work with the artist that put it together, but it was outside of Arts and Letters. It was put together by the Olive Street Beautification Committee, I believe, and it was meant to, what do they call that, liven up a empty space in the hopes of attracting buyers. And I don't know anything other than it was put up by WashU students and Ron Fondau, but the city has it, it's the city's, and if there are any problems with that, the city probably needs to be contacted. That there was no end time for when it was supposed to come down, was my understanding.
Yeah, that's true.
It was actually
in reference to development on that block, mm-hmm. which hasn't happened, and that's run into a problem, and that's why it's lasted as long as it has. Because
it's connected with the old building on the corner, which was the historical
with the white
speakeasy,
building,
so they've had a lot
so,
of...
And because the development kind of fell through, that's the reason it's lasted as long as it has. So we're going to address that.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to address that.
I think it was definitely up longer than they originally planned.
Right, because there was some plans for development there. That hasn't happened. Yeah. So, that's it.
I can't hear
something. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Anyhow, they are, somebody's working on that, it sounds like, from what Councilman Smotherson says. It was up there longer than they originally planned.
Right.
And that probably if somebody has questions about it, you could pass them on to him and he could get them to the right party.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Returning artists, Ms. Watts.
Okay, returning artists. Theo Peebles has not gotten back to me. Yes.
No, you go ahead and I'll wait until you finish.
Okay. So I'm pursuing some other avenues right now.
Someone had suggested storyteller Mama Lisa Page, and I'm trying to get in touch with her. And then Carol Ann threw me a bit of a curve, saying, what would you think about October as opposed to February? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we can get somebody that fast.
Well, what I would say, if you may, I know him and am in communications with him.
Okay.
So if you need help in that regard, I can help you.
Well, his wife called me back and I haven't heard it.
Okay.
So
Daphne called you back, right?
Yeah, Daphne.
Okay.
Okay. So my thought was that I would give her another call because.
Thank you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, over at Norman, so I can get in touch with her. Oh, I can get in touch with her.
Okay, because the phone number I have is not working.
Okay.
Well, and is she still teaching? Well, that's the other question.
I'm not sure.
Well, nobody is.
Well, if we get a hold of him, then there's the question, though, of when would it happen? Because it sounds like Caroline Ford is talking about October. Would it be possible to get him in there that soon?
Well, we have to find out for sure
right. When
they're talking about, because last year part of the problem we ran into was Black History Month. Several schools had Black History programs during that week, and the play went on during that week, and for that reason we couldn't use the auditorium. So
October's got a lot of attractive qualities to it. Except we don't know if you got an artist, if the artist is available during that time.
Well, that's what we have to find out. And we have to get something, yeah. And they also do not have a communications director. Carolyn Hind, is that her name?
She is something. She is someone in the district, but I don't know where she's.
Well, she was. She was. Yes, yeah, she is the name
new.
That I was given too. So I'll
new.
Have to.
Well, Kay, what I was going to say is let me find out. Let me talk to Theo, and then get back with you and see what his schedule is. Also, don't they have the Hall of Fame ceremony? In October, October 13th.
Yeah.
October 13th. So that's in October also.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
So if we were looking more towards the end of October.
Right.
Because
right.
I know February, there's just a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
Plus, then they're starting to get ready for the MCIPs. Everybody's going nuts with that.
As Winnie points out, too, we've also got the Tradition of Literary Excellence Award would be October also.
What day in October?
It's not set yet.
Okay, all right.
So here's another problem, because we don't meet in August. So.
Well, the other problem that I'm facing is that somebody's going to have to take over for me. And, somebody's going to have to step up and do it. But they need to start this year to learn what it entails.
In some ways, that may mean that February would be the more desirable date because of the turnaround and trying to get somebody else to work with you on putting it together.
Yeah.
Because that's...
But I don't know how it's going to... I'm going to have to sit down with the school district and find out.
Who else is on the Returning Artists Committee at this point in time?
Felicia.
And Barb does some stuff. But see, we run into a problem with these meetings with the school district take place during the day. Right. And we can do a lot of things by email. But we just need to make this transition. We need to put this transition to start.
I would be in favor of just making it February like it always has been, just for that, and then exploring a different date. For the next year, because we've got too many changes going on, and I think that would we don't just in returning artists, we have a lot of changes going on. I think that would give us more time to work it out, and then we can get something going. I know we have people terming out in January, so we're going to have some more fresh people hopefully January 2 with the council. And get that letter to people and all that other stuff. That, so we could have some more fresh people who have different schedules. I think getting Felicia and Barb indoctrinated in your way of doing things between now and February. Well, between now and does that sound like a plan? And it sounds like that'll give us time to get Theo Peoples, and it'll be probably easier to get an artist narrowed down for a time in February rather than a time in October.
Well, yeah, that was my thinking when she said that. I just said I don't know.
It is better. That's true. It is. Because those are the slower
months.
Further
out you go. Yeah.
Those are the slower months, so that would be better.
Yeah.
But he's involved in a new program now with music and...
I know his wife was really excited about him doing that.
Yes.
When I talked to Scarlett last week, they were just tickled. They hadn't heard of the program, and when they were telling them about it, they were really excited about it. So I think just get a fresh
just need to talk, right, that's all.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay, thank you, Ken. All right, Starlight Concerts, nothing going on there. We've already heard about the money coming in. Mrs. Henderson, due to medical, could not be here tonight, and I know Mr. Massey is teaching. Starlight has been going. We've had some unusually nice weather, so we've had larger crowds than normal. And last week was the first hot one we had, and the crowd dropped accordingly. It wasn't as big, and we didn't take in as much money. This Saturday, our only Saturday performance, it's supposed to be 88 degrees, so I imagine it's going to be busy again. Meta put together the schedule. I know for this Saturday, we still have an opening for one person for the 3 o'clock setup. We've got one opening for the 4 to 6, helping to sell. Two for the 6 to 8 selling it. And Marion, you can't be there for the whole thing, right?
I'll be there Saturday.
Saturday you're going to be there for the whole thing?
It's just the 31st.
Okay. And we have one for the 7:30, 8:30 cleanup. There's only 3 shows left after that. I'm going to send you guys an email with the openings we have. It's pretty full. One thing I talked to Mr. Massey about talking to the final artist of the season, which is Coleman Hughes Project. Yeah, they've been there before. He was going to talk to them because I want to do something special for Mrs. Henderson since that's her very last Starlight concert, to see if they could sing a song. And executive board talked about giving her some flowers or something like that, because she's been very responsible for beefing up the number of people showing up. She's worked very hard, and she's retiring from the commission in January, so we want to send her off. I also have a backup plan in case it rains. I talked to Skeet and asked him if he'd be interested in coming to the meeting, the Arts and Letters Commission meeting after that, as a surprise, and singing a song to her. And we give her the flowers then, so we could have some way to do it. He said he'll be there, and he's going to keep it secret. So this is a secret. I don't want to hear that she found out about it. I didn't even tell her sister. I sat with her sister some last week just to make sure there were no suspicions there. So she doesn't. That's why I'm kind of glad I called her up and asked her. Told her it was raining, it was hot, and she really shouldn't be outside. And so she decided to stay home so we could talk about this. But so even if you can't help out with the selling or whatever on the final show, it'd be great to be there to just to say hello. Lauren got to actually go around and help her watch her sell raffle tickets, which was an experience. You got to see things that be out in the crowd in a different way. And like Myra said, you get week after week, you start to get to know some of the same faces, sitting in the same spot. We've learned a lot from the concession, working the concessions with Marion's help. I still want to learn how to turn a Polish sausage.
There's an opportunity.
There's an opportunity, and I know, because I'm going to...
The 31st, you retire.
Before the season is out, I found it on a floater. Last week I was holding on to the canopy to keep it blowing away, which is my way of segueing into the next thing. We need to have a vote on the canopy. Marion brought a canopy that they purchased a few years ago from Menards for $90. It should be burned at this point. It's missing. It needs things. Brandon, the city has kindly, he scrabbled together some strings and stakes and some, we had some duct tape. But that, it's been way too windy out there, and I can't spend my time hanging on to it to keep it from blowing away. So I'd like to take a vote, if it's agreeable to the commission, to purchase a canopy for the concessions tent, because it needs to be covered. The amount of money that Winnie noted, it's definitely the big money maker. I am astounded how many people are coming up and buying hot dogs and polar sausage and chips and nachos and drinks. It's really, I mean, I always knew they did good over there watching them from afar, but seeing them do it now, I think it's worth the money, because it would help us. We could sell more if we weren't all scrambling to keep the canopy from blowing away. And I don't know what would happen if it blew into the crowd.
It's not old either; only less than 2 years old.
Well, I was trying to sell. But I think she said it cost $90 from Menards a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's how big?
It's a 12x12.
12x12.
And I looked that one up, and it looks like they're running a little bit higher now. Because you don't want a 10x10, because that's going to give us less space.
Right. So, like, how much higher were they running?
Well, I think I looked at a 128, 129.
So I would suggest that we someone make a motion that we approve for a purchase of up to $150 for purchase of a 12 by 12 canopy for the concessions, and we can use it for more than just the starlight if we have, hopefully we're out at other events, help at fundraising. This would be something we could use, and we could probably get the city to keep it for us like they do the canopy, so you wouldn't have to keep it in your, wherever it is you keep it.
Brandon keeps it.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Does anyone want to make a motion on the? Stephanie makes a motion that we purchase, spend up to $150 on a 12x12 canopy for concessions. Do I hear a second?
I have a discussion.
Oh, a discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm certainly not opposed to doing that. Let's see. Monday night, I was flipping Polish sausage and holding on to the
salty task.
Yes.
Really in the upper body at the time.
But I'm sorry, again, I didn't quite hear what Winnie said about the P&L on this. And are we invested in doing this again next year? Or is there a more efficient way to make that money? I think that concessions are really great at Starlight Concert. I really do, but I'm just questioning, not in a negative way, but does this purchase need to be made now, or can it be made in January, or is it something you want to use for the next three concerts?
I think we wouldn't use it for this next concert. We don't. That was the thing, too, because I told Marion I didn't think we could get it in time, but this would be the last chance we'd have to vote on it if we got it. There is that question, Brandon has a jury rig together. That is another possibility. We can buy it later. I think the canopy wouldn't have to be used for just concessions. We could use it for other things as well. The canopy that we have is very small, the one that has the Arts and Letters logo. Someone suggested that for this new canopy, we get a picture of Nelsine and put it on the top, and it'd be known as Camp Nelsine. I think I don't know who would suggest such a thing.
I share some of Myra's concerns, mm-hmm. because there's kind of a core of people that do the work, and some of us are going to be retiring, and I don't know if people are going to step up and want to do that. And I see that as being the biggest problem right now, that we just don't have enough people who are doing the work.
Yeah, I dearly love working with the women of arts and letters. We have a great time doing holy sausage and hot dogs and, you know, that cheesy thing and popcorn and drinks and all that kind of stuff.
Is that ever
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So again, I don't want to sound negative about the whole thing. I just want to make sure that, I think what Kay brought up is some of us will be leaving in January, and who will step up to actually do this?
So when you say that you're leaving, you're not going to be on the commission anymore, but are you going to be in New City still, or?
I'm sorry, what?
No, we'll be in New City, but not on the commission.
But that doesn't mean you can't. I mean, I guess I'm just saying, like, just because you're not on the commission doesn't mean...
Well, there's a little technicality there that we have not really discussed, and that the commissioner, traditionally, it's the commissioners who do the work. It's not other people coming in to help out so much. There's no reason that we can't do
that. Yeah, we should do that. I feel like we should do that. I feel like if you guys like helping out, and I mean, doesn't, I guess now it's just, it's voluntary, like you come and help whenever you want to, but just because you're not on the commission doesn't mean you, in my opinion, and I'm new, so if we want to, I know traditionally it's been the commissioners doing all the work, but it's a good way to get other people involved anyway. But I feel like if you, just because you're not on the commission doesn't mean you can't come volunteer and help, I guess is what I'm saying.
It kind of depends what you're volunteering for, because you have to look at certain liability issues with things.
I think one, because if they're selling stuff, I wanted to have like an auxiliary, and I think there are some questions that we would have to, like executive order or something, have to figure out how we could do it and then present it. I think there is some, because of representing the commission, it's like Usetti and Bloom has a lot of volunteers, and they turn out to help out at all their events. It's a different, is it possible for Arts and Letters to get volunteers to help out and things like that? I don't know. Tradition does not mean that it's set in stone. It is something that we could look at changing. How we would change it, don't know. It has been brought up before. We don't know. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we've used the canopy for other events like public mm-hmm. art reception, and we've talked about having a range of poetry, maybe having an event outside, and where we have a table set up. So it seems like it's not just going to be used for a food tent. So
that was my feeling about it too, that it would be an investment for more
things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, but yeah, I mean, rushing, as far as Starlight and the concessions go, that's a different, and who would work it, that's a different question, and it would be better done with Starlight committee members here, and none of them are here. That's definitely a question, because there are going to be some changes at Starlight just because of the turnover in personnel. How is it going to look next year? Who's going to be doing it? We got a lot of questions about Starlight, and one of them is, do they want to continue the concessions? We are looking at the money. The money is more impressive on the concessions. We're getting a better return on that than we are in the raffle tickets. So it may be, should that take its place? If we can get nothing but volunteer gift cards, which we haven't had this year, then, that definitely helps with the expense, but this depends on who's on the Starlight Committee and what they're doing. And that's, like I said, hard to talk about when we don't have anybody from the committee here right now. So, in the interest of moving along on this,
well, one thing in terms of whether or not we continue with concessions, I think that we should evaluate that at the end of the season. season. I mean, we're only halfway through now. And so that we will evaluate whether or not to continue with concessions at the end of this concert season. I think I don't think it's productive to try to assess that just midway through. As far as the canopy, I think that would have more than one use. I mean, I started thinking about that immediately because I thought, what account will that expense come out of? And perhaps it should come out of the general fund because we will use it for more than one activity. So even if we would decide that we would not continue with concessions, we would yet have it. I mean, it's like our tablecloth. It's just equipment that we need from time to time. So I would favor going ahead with that purchase. I mean, canopy we have is really not functional. We spend much of the time holding it in place. So, you know, we can't get it for Saturday, but I think we should go ahead and get it.
I had a question. Where did you all get the original one with the logo on it?
That was purchased outside of my knowledge. I understand it was, I don't think we want to go there because I know it was very expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the thing about it. It was a high ticket item for a small piece. Yeah.
Well, actually, we probably could do something.
Or we can get someone to
iron on or paint it.
I'm just going to say, yeah. Paint it on. You know?
It wouldn't have to be.
You know, fabric paint. I got some fabric paint. Did you make
trees?
I literally got fabric paint at home, so it is
stenciling.
Right, I was just going to say stenciling.
I think we've had a discussion. Do we want to go ahead and have the? Do you want to have a vote on whether we purchase it now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've had the discussion, and we've heard both sides about the purchase. All in favor of spending up to $150 on a canopy for arts and letters events? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. I guess we'd have to figure out who's going to buy it, and I know who's going to cut the check.
Well, if you got it at Menards, if you would be willing to look, Mary, at maybe at just a few examples, or you know, let us know the price.
Okay.
Just get it.
Okay.
And I have a truck if you need to know which.
Okay,
because
right. Mine is full.
Okay.
No more room.
Yeah.
To Francie.
So
I just have one more.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank Marion very much for everything that you've done to bring these concessions to Arts and Letters. It's a tremendous amount of work. She doesn't just show up at 5:30. Her day begins long before that. And using her own car to haul all of this stuff. And she's a whiz of organization and an absolute delight to work with. And I really appreciate all your talents.
So I'll send an updated schedule about the Starlight concerts for the remaining ones, so we can get some more volunteers. Melstein already has the raffle ticket cards for Saturday's show. We don't have another show until the week from Monday, on the 24th, and then on the 31st, and on August 7th. And Mary will not be there on the 31st, so okay. Let's go on to old business. Ad hoc committee for fundraising appeal letter. We're working on that. We were going to get Myra involved in the text, and we will tell you when we're going to meet. Okay. The winners of the utility box painting, they were not yet announced because they're having trouble with the HoloLink website. Judy Prangy sent me a list of winners, and then I forgot to print them out. We'll put something up on the Facebook page, And on the website, it's got pictures of, it's got not only the artist's names, but we've also got the pieces of art that were chosen. They had a really good turnout for the painting. They had, Stephanie, how many entries did they have? It was over 60, wasn't it?
Yeah. A lot of mine.
Yeah, some of them were chosen more than once, but they had a very good turnout. It's possible that they'll do them for other utility boxes in other areas. Also, Mannequins in the Loop, I want to bring that up because Mark Santoro and I were both at the closing reception for that. The interesting thing about that, which ties into more and stuff, is they had like a People's Choice Award. The winning mannequins were chosen by a committee made up of Sandbox at the university judges, including Noah Kirby. And then they had a People's Choice Award, and they had over 2,000 individual digital votes, which was pretty impressive. They were able to keep them tied into individual IP addresses, so there weren't people doubling up, and that was... That was pretty nice. We also got to talk about the Arts and Letters Commission there. I went asked to give a few brief comments, which, believe it or not, I was able to do. And we told people about Arts and Letters. And so anyhow, Mannequins in the Loop. I think Audrey's going to talk to the photo committee about doing something with the photo show with mannequins. I don't know what, but don't know about that. So, Lauren, I know you have some new business. Can I ask you, but is it basically around marketing?
It's forming this new friends group, which is a little different. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than marketing, because I think it ties into all of the committees.
Okay.
And so, I can just briefly, I brought printouts, kind of like an outline.
Okay.
So if anything else, you guys can go home and take a look at it, and we can talk about it further. I can give a quick overview.
If you, yeah, that, that would be great.
Like 5 minutes, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
No big deal. Can you pass this?
No, thank you for putting this together. Does that help?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, the first, probably the more important thing, is the friends group proposal. And really what I would like to do is just get support to build kind of an auxiliary group to the commission to really help support with events, but also create kind of bench strength and interest and succession kind of for what we've got going on here. I think this group would also be helpful to help vet events. So as we are forming the plan for the next year, we can tap into this group to get feedback as we do that, and they'll help us kind of achieve those kind of top line goals. As far as requirements, I took a look at the demographics for U City because I was thinking about the types of events that we're putting on and kind of the demographic, and actually the median age for U City is 37 years old, 37.9 years old. Yeah, and actually, this is all census data, the link is there if you guys would like to see it, but actually it shows that year over year the age is getting younger. So 37 is actually younger than it was 2 or 3 years ago. And it continues to get younger. So just something to think about. Yes.
Can I ask a question? Does this include WashU Six?
No, it does not. It does not. But what I did do is look at residents, the graduates of universities, and actually it's funny because Webster, like as far as people who live here regularly, Webster looks like it's more common than WashU.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know. I thought it was really weird, so I
Cause
wanted to make note of that, because I know that we do a lot with WashU, but I think it's interesting and unique that like Webster has a big presence here, too. So, wanted to take a look to see demographics as far as most common languages, where are people from, all of that. Really important to have as we're forming this group, that we have a really diverse mixture of people to kind of help, again, vet the events that we're putting on to make sure that we're appealing to the people who live here. So there's a separate proposal in the back. I won't get into the details of that, but it's for an iPad purchase. And I know for some folks this may be totally left field. Total cost, based on my research, was around $250, $260 for an iPad.
But I feel like having this iPad is going to be really helpful for us being at an event, live streaming a concert, or actually to getting survey data from people for grants, and also to help us with planning moving forward, getting preferences and information from them. So that's the only cost. But as you flip through, as far as affected parties, it's just really high level. But physical event support, marketing, succession planning, annual planning, these are all kind of benefits of having this group. Obviously, as far as implementation planning, there would need to be further discussion about what the pathway is, what exactly will these people be doing, who does this group report up through from the commission, so who's kind of overseeing that, is there a structure within this friends group? So a lot of these friends groups have someone who acts as like the
volunteer coordinator,
exactly, who kind of helps get everyone engaged and all that. So really the framework, figuring that out, and then we need to think through managing, how are we going to manage this information, which again goes back to the iPad would be really helpful. You can store email addresses on there if that's people's preferred method, or having Facebook management, all that stuff on there too. But really to get this launched, we would need to figure out that framework. I would like to have an event. If this is something we want to do, have some kind of, whether it's like a happy hour or like, I have no idea what the event would be, but we could easily think of something really creative and cool and have a kickoff event, but we would promote that on Facebook and other outlets to get people engaged in that. But you could really, once this is approved, I mean, I think it would probably take, obviously if we approved the iPad portion, it would move along a lot faster. If not, no big deal. Probably about 3 months, though, to get it all, 3 to 4 months to get it all pulled together. So, yeah.
This is something I think the executive board would look at. I could see, like, something I hadn't thought of until you were talking about that is, like, if we had, like, we have committees that oversee certain areas of what the commission does, like finance and marketing, and maybe if there was a volunteer committee that would work with coordinating
exactly
this type of effort.
Yes. Yeah.
That could work with, some of these, like, they're the event committees, and then there's the infrastructure committees, like marketing and finance and policies and procedures, and something like this would probably fall under that. We've talked about looking at, I think you had asked about, like, what is the commission's plan for 2017? And I think when we discuss this, it's been up. The commission itself overall doesn't have a plan other than the individual committees of the events who have their plan through their budgets and what they're going to do for their event next year. Like, you've heard some of the discussion tonight about what's going to happen with the turning artist and photo show. We haven't had an overall commission agenda other than promoting and celebrating the arts in University City. That's the real easy to fall under umbrella that it's always operated under. A volunteer group would allow us to be more flexible in putting on more things, because people power has always been a challenge, in some ways even more so than funding. City funding is always questionable, and these days it's even more of a pickle, but that's why we've looked at fundraising, which if we had volunteers, we could put
on
more fundraising.
I think the friends group could be a great way to have a base for either, you know, hey, we've got this event going on, or hey, we need help, or hey, what do you think about this? Just, you know, a lot of times folks have different availability to help, so mm-hmm. It's just a good way to have, you know, a nice group who are obviously interested in the arts to kind of bring in community and all that other
well,
stuff.
I think also getting more people involved, because we've talked also about that was a squeak.
That was
no, I guess I should have
such volume.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've talked about, like, are some of these events that we have that we put on, are they worth, should we continue putting them on? Should we concentrate on something else?
Yeah.
If we had more people like volunteers involved in helping us out, we get a better picture of what the community is looking for.
Yeah.
Maybe that could help.
That's right. I think like the question I sent you about the overall plan, I guess I just, being new, just wanted to see if there were, defined goals for the year. A lot of times they're, we're trying to achieve this or achieve that or whatever. But I mean, I think more than anything, this group will help us more effectively tap into, maybe, not that you guys are not tapped into the community, but it's just a different way of doing that.
We can always do better.
Yeah.
There are some areas that...
Well, just looking at the demographics online and then taking a look at, it just depends on, again, what the focus is. I was asking you the goals because maybe that's...
Let's... the executive board will be meeting, and maybe we can have...
Take a look, and then if you guys have questions, let me know.
Yeah, and I think
we're not going to be here in August. But.
Executive board will talk about this, and then we'll have a broader discussion of this. Do you have a digital copy of this?
I do. I can also email it.
If you want to send it, we can get it out to the others who weren't here, and then we can.
Can I email it to you, and then you're going to send one big, so that way it's just nice. I'll do that because I messed up a bunch of people's emails. I was like emailing something, and I think it might have been yours. I don't know. I typed your email address wrong, and I looked at it three different times, but I'll just send it to you here.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be fine. Don't forget that next month there is no meeting, so I know I will see a lot of you in the next couple of weeks, but if I don't see you, have a great and safe summer. If you have any questions or problems, or if there's something, I'd like to go to that night out thing on August 1st, so let me know. If you guys can keep me posted on what you're doing with that, and then I can either show up and help or think, send good thoughts your way. We'll see you at the fair selling.
We'll be out.
And thank you all very much for another for the year. We'll adjourn this at 8:42.
8:46.
Okay.
Yeah.